Well, as we said in the news just a couple of minutes ago, the University of Portland has named its new president, Dr. Robert Kelly. Here is Dr. Kelly's welcoming speech yesterday morning on The Bluff.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the great introduction, Tim. Thank you for Tom for your remarks, to Father McCoy for the beautiful invocation, to Elise for being such a wonderful MC. Get used to it. I love it. And thank you so much to the students, the staff, the faculty, the Holy Cross community, alumni, parents, regents, and friends who have joined us to be here today. It means a lot to me to see all of you here in front of the Chapel of Christ the Teacher and those who have joined us via live stream. It is with tremendous excitement, deep humility, and abiding gratitude, and a profound joy that I stand before you as the president-elect of the University of Portland. I am richly blessed to have the opportunity to serve UP, which is an extraordinary institution. I'm grateful to the Board of Regents for entrusting me with this awesome responsibility. I'm grateful to the Search Committee for their dedication of time and work, and now I know 7 a.m. meetings. And along with my wife, Dr. Bridget Turner Kelly, and our children, Alex and Addison, I am grateful to the members of the Congregation of Holy Cross and to other community members with whom I've met thus far who've been so exceptionally welcoming, kind, and gracious. We are truly blessed to be joining this community on the Bluff. I take this moment at the outset of my remarks to recognize my position as the first lay president of this great institution. I'm humbled by this distinction, and I recognize the historic nature of my selection. I come to this position with great prayer and discernment, and I don't take this responsibility lightly. I walk in the footsteps of Holy Cross priests and brothers who've preceded me leading this institution on the Bluff. And I pledge to the congregation and all who call UP home of my commitment to our Catholic Holy Cross mission that it endures and thrives. The richness of the UP's relationship with Holy Cross stretches back to our institution's founding in 1901. And since that time, Holy Cross religious have served, led, inspired, and ministered on the Bluff. As UP grows, the members of the Congregation of Holy Cross will be essential partners and collaborators in this work. And although I'm the first layperson to assume this role, the vital presence of Holy Cross at UP will continue and thrive under my leadership. As Tim stated, I devoted the entirety of my professional career to higher education. And I've done so because I believe in the transformative power and what we do for and with students. Our power to broaden horizons, enhance access, uncover new truths, and bridge what connects us as opposed to what divides us. This is truly across all of higher education, but in particular, Catholic Holy Cross higher education, that these powers become that much more transformative. As I was exploring the opportunity to come to UP, I came across a sentiment expressed by the founder of the Congregation of Holy Cross, the Blessed Basil Moreau. He wrote, "Education is at the art of helping people to completeness. As a Catholic Holy Cross institution, this is our enterprise. We exist to serve and to lead students, to guide them, to accompany them, and to be who they are meant to be, to support them, and to build life of fulfillment and purpose. To help them grow as faith-filled people, ready to respond to the needs of the world with zeal, compassion, hope, and kindness." And much of this growth in education takes place in the classroom. The relationship of the faculty member to the student is at the core of who we are as an institution. And as Moreau wrote, the mind will not be cultivated at the expense of the heart. It is our faculty who make this cultivation possible. But we also recognize that formation occurs in many other settings. The commons over lunch, in the residence halls, on outdoor pursuits trips, and on the basketball court. UP views every moment as a chance for growth, learning, and development. And as I've learned more about the University of Portland, I have come to believe that in a world yearning for people of character and compass, UP is an essential and indispensable place. We have what we need to do this work, this holy work. We have brilliant students, dedicated faculty and staff, mentors, devoted alumni and friends. We offer an extraordinary academic experience, and we're blessed to have a beautiful campus that is anchored in the city of Portland. God has provided us so much. The task before us is to make sure that we are doing everything we can using all of these great blessings to live out our enormous potential, to become a more inclusive community, to champion student success, and to support the faculty, the staff, and the people who live and serve the city of Portland. I'm excited to begin this work alongside each and every one of you. I will not do it alone. I'm excited to work with you to write the next great chapter in our institution's history. One of the things that attracted me most to UP was its sense of community. And let me tell you, Bridget, Alex, and Addison and I can't wait to live deeply in this community and even on campus. We can't wait to experience the cherry blossoms on the quad or go to our first soccer game at Merlot Field and maybe even sit with the Villa Drum Squad if they'll let me sit in for a bit. We can't wait to come to Sunday Mass here in the chapel, to have lunch in the Pilot House, to go hiking in the Forest Park, or even go to the coast for the day. We can't wait to figure out who has the best donuts in town. And I hear there's lots of contenders out there. To go to the food trucks over in St. John's and to adopt the Trailblazers as our new NBA team. There's so much for us to do and explore, and we're excited. And while I have the chance, I'd like to briefly introduce you to my wife, my partner, my best friend, the other Dr. Kelly, to say a few words. Bridget.
Thank you. I'm gonna be brief because I believe it looks like it's sunny out there again for a while. I just wanted to say thank you for the warm welcome. It's just been amazing to be on campus. I really truly felt called when we came out for the interview, which was a special place. And I really look forward to meeting you, to engaging with you, and to being welcomed into this amazing community, obviously, because we're getting a nice respite from the rain. So thank you so much all for coming.
Thank you, Bridget. Thank you. Being named president-elect is quite simply one of the greatest joys of my life. Along with my family, I cannot wait to begin this journey with you. Thank you, God bless you, and go Pilots.
And so there you go. That is Dr. Robert Kelly, the new president at the University of Portland.